2, verse 10.
Sorry.
It's okay. Thank you to Reverends Barnhart and Lenfelt for the privilege of sharing God's word. And thank you to Reverend Majera for her help in working the details. We're going to be going through the verse in some detail, not as an intellectual exercise, but to put the spotlight on the meaning for application to our everyday lives. We'll be moving back and forth from the verse to other verses and to definitions, but always coming back to Ephesians 2:10. I'll be reading from King James Version unless otherwise noted. We're going to cover four truths of this verse as follows. We are God's handiwork. God created us in Christ Jesus, and we are continually at rest in Him. God created us in Christ Jesus for good works. God has already prepared the good works for us. Let's get started in Ephesians 2:10. So it reads, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." The verse starts out, "For we are." Let's make sure that we know who the we are in the "for we are." To whom is Ephesians written? Ephesians 1:1 states, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints, which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus." So, it's to us who are saints, faithful in Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 6, also clearly shows who the we are in the specific context of verse 10. And that reads, "But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus." That was the New International Version. The we, then, are the saints, the ones made alive in Christ, raised up with Christ, and seated with Him. That's us. For we are. Are is the Greek word esmen, which is the first person plural of to be. In case you missed it, this is not just a mental exercise. We are talking about our very own being, ourselves. Let's keep reading. For we are His workmanship. Whose? To find out who the His is referring to, we go back two verses and read in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. That was the English Standard Version. It is the gift of God. So the His in verse 10 refers back to God in verse 8. God says we are His workmanship. Back to Ephesians 2:10. Workmanship is a Greek word, poiema. In Bollinger's lexicon, that word is defined as a thing made, a thing produced, as with effort, object, and design. I struggled with this word workmanship, so I decided to look it up in the Merriam-Webster dictionary. This was online. So workmanship has a couple of meanings, and this is the older usage, which dates back to the 16th century. Something made or produced. Another usage is the one that's really is the current usage, and that is the art or skill of a workman. Also, the quality imparted to the thing in the process of making. So, you know, we think about something, what is the workmanship that's involved in a product or a piece of hardware? And that's really the current usage. So it's a little bit confusing, but both of them can actually be, or the first usage can actually be applied properly. Another English word, handiwork, is something that one has made or done, which, again, is in line with the lexicon definition. In the Companion Bible, there's a note, workmanship equals handiwork, which refers to the new creation, verses chapter 2, 5, and 6. The Weymouth translation is, "For we are God's own handiwork." Either word may be used, but in light of current English usage, for me, handiwork communicates it more accurately. So I'm going to be using that word as we read forward. What is your self-image? The truth is, we are the product of the great and awesome God Almighty. We are God's handiwork. God did it. The Holy Spirit He created within us is a product of His effort, object, and design. Our new life through God's action within us is our true self. That is who we are. I've noticed over the years that my natural birth did not produce a perfect body. Perhaps you as well. However, our Father God is perfect, and in our new birth, God's handiwork is perfect. He did not make any mistakes or leave anything out. Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. And ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. Well, let's keep reading in Ephesians 2:10. For we are His, God's, handiwork, created in Christ Jesus. The word in Christ Jesus, in is the Greek preposition in. So I-N in English, E-N in the Greek. In Companion Bible, Appendix 104, Section 8, in denotes being or remaining within with the primary idea of rest and continuance. Back to Ephesians 2:10, created in Christ Jesus. Created in Christ Jesus. So, in, that preposition has the primary idea of rest and continuance. We are continually at rest within Christ Jesus. We are not moving in and out or sideways. Our position does not vary with time. This is an important part of our mental picture of who we are. Let's continue in 2:10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. The preposition translated unto is epi. Companion Bible, Appendix 104, Section 9, epi denotes superposition. In Ephesians 2:10, the Greek words for good works are in the dative case. In the Companion Bible, with the dative referring to epi, it implies actual superposition as one thing resting upon another, as upon a foundation or basis which may be actual or moral. Hence, it is used of the moving principle or motive suggesting the purpose or object. Example, Ephesians 2:10. Many Bible versions translate epi in verse 10, for, which indicates purpose or object, which I believe more accurately captures the meaning. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Works is translated from the Greek word ergon. Just to be clear, in Strong's, ergon is defined as an act, deed, doing, labor, work. So, God's created us in Christ Jesus with the purpose and objective that we walk in good works. That is deeds, acts, things that we do. That is enough. But if you think about it, it also makes sense. We read in Ephesians 2:4 that God greatly loves us. Isn't it our desire to do the good works of God? Can you think of any greater way to live than that? That's His desire for us, and He's made it available to us through our creation in Christ. So what are the good works? The works of Jesus Christ documented in the Gospels and of the apostles and disciples in the New Testament point us in the right direction. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching, proclaiming, the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. In A Fruitful Life, Ken Petty also mentioned winning others to Christ and helping them grow in the context of good works. The works of Jesus Christ and others in the New Testament also contain some actions we might not consider at first. Matthew chapter 21, verse 12. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast all out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And in John 13, 5. After that, he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Jesus always did the Father's will, and that is our objective as well. Yes, it includes all of those. Don't limit God. Throw the box of limitations away. Just move with the Father. Let's continue to Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. The Greek word translated before ordained is proetoimazo, to prepare beforehand, from Bollinger, and Strong is to fit up in advance, literally or figuratively. God has already prepared good works for you to do. He knows what they are. Ask him, talk with him, listen to him. He will let you know. He will show you. He wants you to do them. Step out and let him direct your paths. And the Spirit, and the Christ Spirit within us, gives us the nature, the power, the capability, the opportunity, the foundation, and the ability to do the good works. He has already prepared the way for you. Let's put it all together. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. It is God's purpose and objective for us to walk in good works. God loves us. What better way for us to live than to be obedient to our Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus Christ? What fruits we will produce in our lives as we walk as the Father directs us. What joy we have. In conclusion, from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, remember who you are, God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus. Where you are, at rest, continually in Christ Jesus, what God's purpose is for you to do good works, and that he has already prepared the works for us. Then, let's live every moment in light of those realities. Can I hear a virtual amen?
Wonderful, Stephen. What a great working of Ephesians 2:10. It's great detail. I don't know, many of you probably don't know, Stephen is an aerospace engineer. So we got a good working of that verse and appreciate it very much, Stephen. Would you close with a word of prayer, please?
Okay. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you, and we thank you for making us alive in Christ. We ask you to teach us the fullness of the meaning of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, and so many other scriptures that reveal the greatness of all you have done and will do for us. We ask you, Father, to teach us and help us to live with greater humility, patience, spiritual perception, wisdom, power, and love. We ask you to reveal to us the works you have already planned for us to do as we look forward with great anticipation and excitement to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.